Welcome, all my old friends. It's really a pleasure to see everyone and my new friends. And we're here in Shetland. I'll just show you where the wind's blowing out there. And we're in the Weaving Shed Gallery, which is a gallery that Jeff Dukes created for his dear past partner, who is an artist. So this is all her art. Her name is Jeanette Upstoy. And if you're interested, you can look at their website, The Weaving Shed in Shetland. But anyway, we're here because I invited most of you to come to this set of exercises. They're called Hanna Somatics. And Thomas Hanna was a humanistic psychologist who worked with his wife, Eleanor Criswell. And actually, they lived in Florida, where Shirley Bagley is, and he was the first person to actually coin the term somatics, from the word psychosomatic, which is, of course, we know illnesses that are in the body or based, although we don't need to talk about that, that's not important. But he was the first person to bring Moshe Feldenkrais to the United States. And so these exercises are based on Feldenkrais exercises. But what he did is he kind of reduced it down to 8 exercises from Feldenkrais that you can do every day. Basically what they do is they reconnect your brain with your muscles, musculoskeletal system. And the idea is that, I'll just give you a little bit of theory because it's important, but then we'll just get into the exercises. But many of you know that we have our regular kind of gross mind that we're aware of what we're doing. You know, I'm thinking this, I'm doing that. But we also have what's called the autonomic nervous system, which keeps all of our functions in our body working. You know, it's our digestion, it's our blood pressure, our heartbeat. And it's all done unconsciously. And what happens is that through certain usages of our body, of our muscles, particularly through trauma, we begin to hold our muscles or move our muscles in a way that isn't necessarily the most conducive to good posture, to good relaxation, and a healthy body. And so, for anybody, it's beneficial, but particularly for people who are interested in meditation. If you're trying to meditate and you have chronically tight muscles, it becomes difficult to sit and can become painful. And also, it's even more important for the mind because we get stuck in mental patterns that can be tense. And so, what this does is that if you think about the autonomic nervous system, it's divided into 2 bits. There's what they call the sympathetic nervous system, which is where we have our fight or flight and our instincts, where the stress lives and what causes our muscles to get tight. And then we have the parasympathetic nervous system, which regulates rest, relaxation, calm, openness, those kind of cuddly, warm feelings. And so what Hanna Somatics does is it jumps back into the parasympathetic nervous system when we've been in the sympathetic nervous system, which is kind of the stress mode. And what happens for us, and especially in times like this, is we sort of, that becomes where we are all the time. We're almost always in that kind of stress, tense way of being. And so what this does is it shifts back into the more relaxed state. And it also, because traumas, whether they're physical or emotional, they're held in the body. What if you do these exercises over time, like, you know, you do them for a few months, then slowly deep-seated traumas will be healed just automatically without you needing to really go through therapy or talk about it. And that was one of the reasons I was interested in this, because teaching meditation, we all seem to need some kind of trauma healing, and this seemed like a very easy way to go about it, as well as preparing our bodies for meditation and or just to be in the world. So, and they're very easy exercises. We don't have to be fit. We don't have to be stretched out and flexible. All we have to do is be willing to do them. So that's really good too. And the other thing that I like about them is that the phrase that Feldenkrais used for his book he wrote is called Awareness Through Movement. So most of us are familiar with the benefit of awareness. But what I would say for all of us is that once we become familiar with this more relaxed state, if we're not, once we become more able to be there, if we're not aware, we don't notice when we start to leave it, when we start to go off and get tense and stressed again. But by developing some kind of feeling awareness of being in our bodies, then we also notice when we start to leave that state. And once we're familiar with that state, then as we see ourselves going into tense mode, we can kind of back off and go, take a breath and go, oh yes, I remember this open parasympathetic state of being, and I'm going to go, you know, I can go back there without having to do all the exercises again. So that's another benefit. And so it's also learning about experiencing the body from within. And becoming familiar with that inner space where we can be peaceful and calm. And I think particularly in this time when the world is kind of predominated with anxiety about our health, about our economics, about the well-being of our families, about climate change, there's just so much to be anxious about these days that I think in order to be able to kind of think clearly about how we're going to manage these issues in our lives, it's helpful to be de-stressed so that we can think clearly. And it's also a time when it's really important for us to develop a sense of presence and compassionate listening and empathy with others. And this is all about kind of resilience and then having the space to make wise decisions. Because if when we're stressed, we don't think, at least I don't think clearly. And what I thought what was interesting, I was reading a book by Brené Brown this last weekend. And she's a psychologist who does research into just people and what they do that makes them feel good and feel more relaxed and spacious, and how to deal with anxiety and insecurity and loneliness and isolation, which have been a lot big themes for people in the last few months. And what she found in her research was that it's the sense of being interconnected, being connected with not only, and I would add, not only just with people, but with our earth, with our animals, with just this planet. And then once we feel that connectedness, then if we can develop some kind of compassion and the ability to listen. And she just found this by talking to ordinary people and how they were dealing with the situation. But what was the most important a quality to generate to help us in times of stress was gratitude. And I felt that in my own life. I know when I have trouble with people, particularly people close to me in my life, when I can stop for a moment and just remember all the wonderful things that that person's done for me or does for others that kind of sense of appreciation, then I find that I can move through my other feelings of, you know, grudge or feeling betrayed or these other kind of feelings of fear. And so I think, especially probably on the West Coast right now, is so much going on. To be able to just sit and experience gratitude for a little while is, you know, I mean, for me, just when you wake up in the morning, if you don't have time for any exercises, if we don't have time for anything, we have to just like drink our coffee and go to work. If we can just take 5 minutes to just lie in bed and think about, feel gratitude for our family, our friends, the fact that we, what we do have instead of what we don't have, and just develop that, it opens the heart and it gives us courage, because we also need courage these days. And I think when we're, I mean, we all know what's going on. So I think let's just do the exercises, but they do help with the situation. So I encourage you to try them. And so let's just start with either lying down. We can just lie down. I'll lie down too. And hopefully that didn't take too long. So let's see. You think you can see me? Yeah, you can see me. So we're just going to lie down. And the first thing we do is just listen to our breathing. Feel our bodies on the ground, on the floor. Breathing into the heart. And let's just take a moment to do that gratitude thoughts. Just thinking about all the wonderful things that are happening. There are some, you know, just in our own personal lives, and thinking about what we could, just even that we still have a planet to live on. And there are still birds that sing and rabbits that hop around. And here we have lots of sheep. And as we relax into the floor, we can feel supported by this plant, supported by this earth, supported by our friends, our families. We can let our mind stretch out. There's people on the Zoom from all over the world, touching all the continents, feeling connected to all the people, all the people who care. And extending that to everyone. And feeling the support of the sun, the air we breathe, especially, I guess, on the West Coast, very grateful to have it. We take air, clean air, for granted. Grateful for the air we breathe, the oceans, the rivers, the water we drink, the baths we take. Just feeling the support of the elements, the earth, fire, water, space, air. These things are always with us, always supporting us. Even the loved ones that have passed beyond, the support of our parents and grandparents, children. And now we just pay attention to how we breathe, feeling the soothing sense of the breath as we inhale, feeling it filling our lungs, our bellies. It's actually kind of a delicious feeling, feeling the air coming in. Feel it nourishing us. don't have to do anything to the breathing. Just notice, do we breathe into our chest, our bellies? Coming into our inner world. We can feel our toes, our feet. Just notice how the feet are lying on the floor. Notice if one leg turns out more than the other. Notice your ankles. The heels are lying on the floor. Calves. Feel those knees, young and old ones. How the calves are lying. Just notice the whole leg. Just feel down the right leg, the left leg. Just noticing if they feel a little bit different. Just allowing the body to rest into the floor. And notice our pelvis, how it's lying on the floor, maybe right side's a little bit higher than the left side. Maybe one's off the floor a little bit more than the other side. The small of the back, is it arched or do you feel your whole back on the floor? Noticing how the ribs expand, the breath in and breath out. Is it expanding more in the back or more in the front? Our chest, is the breast rising, falling, or is it just the belly? And what about our shoulders? Is one higher than the other? Is one more on the ground than on the floor than the other? Does the whole shoulder blade touch or just the back? Shoulders rounded a bit. Just notice, there's no right or wrong. We're just becoming friends with our whole body, accepting just how it is. There's no right, wrong, good, bad. Just being present with who we are. Accepting ourselves just as we are. Whatever shape or size. Feeling those arms, is one longer than the other? Is one further out from the body? Is one turned out more? Is my palm on the floor? Is the back of my hand on the floor? And what about my neck? The back of my head? You just move your head around a little bit. Feeling the openness of the ears, relaxing the jaw, opening the mouth, maybe give yourself a little yawn. Open it, relax your jaw and the brow, feel the crown of your head, tips of your fingers, tips of your toes. Just connect with the whole body. Breathing in. And maybe even entertain the idea that the body isn't as solid as it seems. That perhaps we can imagine our body's hollow. And as we breathe out, as we breathe in, the air circulates through the whole body in the form of energy, nourishing every cell in the body, filling up that sense of acceptance, gratitude, and love that sits in the heart and the chest. And as we exhale, we share that. We can share that with all this interconnectedness of all the beings on the planet. Every single one. We're never alone. Loneliness is just an illusion. Always connected. So then it's always good to have an intention before we start any project. So I can state an intention, but you can have your own individual one that I would like to be, my personal intention is to become more present and aware, able to listen to others with compassion and accept things as they are. With a mind that's alert, aware, and able to respond with kindness. But then you do however you like. To heal our traumas, to open up the parts of our bodies that are hidden from us, that may be holding pains, past experiences, and allow them to come into full healed present status so that we can have our whole bodies functioning with less effort. With a relaxed mind that's able to sleep as much as we need. So then we better get started with the somatics. So the first one, and again, these are called HANA somatics, and this is what they call the cat stretch, which is something that if you do every day, I notice I see my posture's much better, I'm more relaxed, grounded, open, and slowly there are traumas healing. So becoming less triggered, I think, is what we want too. You know, less triggered by things in the past. And working with the body, the nervous system. It's not just the body, it's the brain. So what we're doing is we're re-educating our brain, how it moves through the body. I forgot to mention. So in HANA somatics, we use what they call in this world pandiculation, rather than stretching. So we're not trying to stretch or pull muscles. It's about re-educating muscles. And so there are three things we have to do. We'll move the muscle then into a position that will engage that muscle. And then we slowly, very slowly, support it, very slowly relax that muscle back to the starting point. And then at the end of the exercise, we need to completely rest, go back into this, what I would call the ground state, where we're just lying, breathing, listening to our breath, and feeling our bodies on the floor. And mind kind of drops into the heart. So those three things, you move, you bring it back very slowly, and then you rest, because it's the moving slowly that re-educates, reconnects the brain, and then when we rest, it integrates this movement. And that's how we get a lasting change in our posture and movement and way of being, even into our emotional state. So we start by bringing the knees up towards the ceiling, and the soles of the feet are close to the hips. This is all very relaxed. There's nothing stretching or stressing or straining. And the feet are about hip width apart. And the first exercise is what we're going to do is and the breathing, you know, you can coordinate with in breath, out breath, or just breathe naturally. So the first thing we're going to do is just we're going to rock the pelvis. So we take the we're going to press into the back, into the low back. We're going to press the low back into the floor while we curl the pelvis up, not too far, just lifting up. So you
It feels, you don't really need to press your feet down, but you can. But what's more, just a movement of the pelvis. So you shift your pelvis up, pubic bone goes up towards the ceiling. And then you slowly, slowly let it down. And then arch the back so that the small of the back comes away from the floor. We just do this 5 times. So we're just very slowly moving so that the pelvis rocks forward. The small of the back flattens out and goes into the floor. And once you go as far as you feel comfortable, then you rock back the other direction. So it's a gentle massage, actually, on your low back. And you can arch back. Just let your body tell you as far as you want to arch. It's almost, a lot of this is just automatic. And then you press back down again, just going back and forth. So you're pressing the belly in. Pelvis goes up. And then let it relax. And arch your back. Very simple, very easy. That's the other thing that works, that's part of this process, is we have to pay attention. The more we can keep our mind attended to the movement, that's how the brain changes. It also helps us to develop our awareness, which, as I said this morning, sometimes it's easier to develop awareness through movement than through just sitting and watching our breath. We're just paying attention. One more time, rock, the low back into the floor, and arch the back. And then relax the legs down and just completely go back into that sense of just easy breathing, not doing anything, but just being. Let the body breathe itself. Just letting go into the relaxation response. Number two, we put our feet back where they were, so the soles of the feet are up by the hips, knees up to the sky. You can leave your eyes closed or open, however you want to do it. And we're going to take our hands and cross our palms and cross our fingers to our hands. And we're going to take our hands, we're going to put them behind our head, just like you do. It's a normal thing we do. And we're just going to let the head, the skull, rest into our crossed fingers where the elbows swing open. And they flop open, just relaxing. And then you can feel probably your back's a little arched now. So this time, what we're going to do is the same thing with our pelvis. We're going to push the pelvis forward, which makes the low back go into the ground. But as we do it, we're going to lift up our head. So we don't use our neck muscles. So as the pelvis goes up, the head goes up. And then we go down very slowly, letting the pelvis rock back and slowly let the head down. And then when the head reaches the floor and the pelvis begins to arch back, then you actually arch your neck so that your nose goes towards the back wall, goes towards the sky, towards the ceiling. And then so it's a gentle rocking motion. So then the nose comes back as the pelvis begins to go up. And then you lift up your head again with your hands and look down towards your pelvis. Your pelvis goes to its maximum up. And then you just slowly let it go down. And the point is to just let the the weight of the head, bring it back down as the pelvis begins to rock back. And then when your head hits the floor and your elbows open up, that's when your pelvis rocks the other direction and your nose goes up towards the ceiling. So then just do it maybe three more times. And these should all be done in nice, slow, kind of soft, easy, should feel good feeling. And we're not stretching, we're not doing anything more than is comfortable for the body to do. So we don't need to rock our pelvis any more comfortable than we want. And it sort of feels good to push that low back into the floor. Just keep going back. And do it one more time. Put your head down. Nose up. And then just relax again one more time. Just go back into that relaxation pose. It's like the corpse pose in yoga. Just completely letting go. Just notice if your body feels any different. Doesn't matter. And for the next one, we're going to turn over on our stomachs. So maybe, I think you can see me. So we're on our stomachs. There you go. Turn down this way so you guys can stay where you are. But you're going to roll over on your tummy, and you're going to take your right hand and put it palm down under your right cheek, looking towards the left, okay? It's the normal kind of way little kids lie down. So your cheek is right on the top of your hand. Your feet are out straight, and your left hand is straight down by your side. And what we're going to do is, keeping our legs straight and our hands straight, the left hand and the left leg are going to lift simultaneously, while our right hand is going to lift the neck up. So we stretch, so let's go up. So we stretch the neck up. Keep the leg straight, Ruth. You let go straight. So the leg stays straight, the arm stays straight. You lift it up and then you slow it and you come down slowly. Keeping that leg on the floor straight. Yeah, just let everything down. And we're going to do this, I think, maybe just three times. So stretch up. So everything comes up at the same time. Head comes up. Lift your head up. Yep. And then come down. One more time, up. Actually, do it four times. And down. Down slowly. And up. And then down. Very slowly coming down. Then we just turn over so that the left hand goes under the left cheek and the right arm and leg are straight up. And just look over the side. And then, so then we just lift up the right arm and leg as the left cheek goes up and down. Keeping those legs and arms straight. So you lift up the whole, just one unit, arm, leg up, down slowly. And completely relax when you come down. One more time. Up and down. And then just relax. You can turn over on your back again if you want to relax, or you can stay on your tummy if that feels good. Whatever you want to relax. gotten warm in here. Let me turn the heat off. So then the next one, we put our knees back up again with the soles of the feet near the hips. And again, we're going to take our right hand and cup it behind our skull. So you're kind of right at the base of your skull, the heavy part. You're just holding your skull, your head with your hand. And again, you notice these are all very similar. We're going to lift up the head. And as we lift up the head, we're going to bring the knee towards the chest. And as soon as we can, we grab that knee with our left hand on the side. And so we lift up the head and we pull the knee forward and we twist and turn the elbow as if to touch that knee.
That's right. Oh, it's strong.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So sorry, I didn't mind that I said. It's the left leg and the right hand. So you're doing a cross. So let's try that again. So it's your left knee, your left hand, and your right elbow. So you bring your right elbow towards your left knee. Yeah, and you don't have to try to, you know, you don't have to touch it. And then you just, the main thing is just to come down very slowly. All these exercises done very slowly. Put it down and relax. And once again, lift up the right elbow to the left knee. And down. And as you go down, it's almost like you just letting the weight of the hand, of the head push down on the arms, almost like a little bit of resistance. So then you're, again, one more time. Head up, elbows towards the knee, and then slowly come down. And then let your arms go down. And we'll just do the other side. We'll go straight to the other side. So now we take our left hand, put it under our head.
It's unmuted.
And we're going to, this time it's the left elbow to the right knee. So you, and as you, when you can, you just grab that. You can see me doing it. And come back down. One more time, up, twisting the body slightly, yep, and back down. One more time, up, and down. And down, and then just relax. The jaw is relaxed, face relaxed. And then for the next one, I think most of you have done this before. We put our, stretch our arms out from the shoulder, straight out to the side. So like a T, we make a T with our body. And then we're going to bring the knees back up to that position where they're, the soles of the feet are by the hips, knees up to the sky. And what we're going to do is we're going to just take our right knees, take our knees over to the right side. And as we go over to the right side and touch the floor with our knees, we look to the left and that left palm turns over so that the palm, so the left palm is down and the right palm is up. And so we're just going to alternate back and forth. So then the knees come back up, the head comes back straight, that both palms are to the sky. And then we go to the left side and that right palm goes down as we look at that right palm. Got it? So then, and we just go back and forth. So it should be kind of, it should feel good. So you just move slowly, you just move the knees from side to side as the head goes the opposite way of the knees. And you're looking at the palm that goes down. So you just go back and forth. Kind of rocking through that area where you can massage your low back as you come to the center. Just go slowly back and forth. So now you go over to the right. And then back to the left. And to the right. And left. And then we just put the knees, legs, straighten out the legs and the rest of your arms, however you like, and just relax again. Always kind of just a little bit of attention in how the body is feeling on the floor. Just sort of feeling the body from the inside. Sometimes the awareness just drops right into the chest instead of feeling that I'm in my head. You feel yourself is in your heart. And that expands out into your whole body. So that our awareness of self is the whole body. And then for the next one, we turn onto our right side and the arm, the right arm goes straight out in front of us. And if you, you can have both feet down on the side, and your head's on the floor, and then you're going to take the top knee, the left knee, and bend it so it's, so it's parallel to the, just make a right angle, that's what I'm trying to say. So your knee goes into a right angle, and you look down just so you can just see the top of your foot, but your head is still straight up, okay? And the right leg is stretched out underneath you. And then you're gonna take your left hand and reach around and like touch your ear with your fingertips, with your left hand. You can touch your ear with your, over the top of the head. So you go over the top of the head, that's right. And then what you do is we're going to, the knee stays on the floor, the foot comes up, as the head comes up, we pull our head up again like we've been doing, we pull the head up, and look as that foot comes up and you look at your foot and then you relax back down again. So the knee stays on the floor. So it's a kind of an odd position. So the knee stays on the floor and you just let the foot come up as you pull your head up and look down. And what this gets what they call the oblique muscles. Because all these muscles are doing, they're all the muscles we use to stand up. So then when we finish you stand up, you'll feel your posture is quite different. So again, lift the head and lift those legs. So this gets the muscles that goes down the side of your body. Slowly let the head and the foot down. So once again, lift up the head and look down at the foot. And then slowly let it down. And you feel those side muscles engaging somewhat as you do this. Muscles along the side of your, it'll be the left side of your body. So one more time, lift up and down. Kind of weird camera angle for me. I hope you can see okay. I think before I turn sideways, maybe that's a bit better. So then, so now we're going to turn to our left side. So how should I do this? This way. Go this way. Yep. And so first you just go on over on your side and you stretch out your legs. Your left hand is straight out in front of you. Your head's on the floor. And then you make a right angle with that knee. And the knee is straight out in front of you. You look down so that your foot's just slightly out. You can see your foot. You need to take your right hand, lift it over, over the top of your head, and you touch your ear. And then the way it, then, and make sure that left foot is stretched out under you. And so then we're going to just lift, not using your neck muscles, you use your arm to lift up your head and look down at that foot as that foot comes up and the knee stays on the ground. Yeah, this is a bit of an odd one, isn't it? And when you come down to the ground, you completely just stop. Let me go up again and down and up, down, very as slow as we can. Try not to, I kind of tend to go too fast, so let's just go slowly up. It's the down that has to be the slowest, not so much the up. One more time. Right. And then again, we can just turn over on our backs and one more time do that restoration pose. Just resting. And the next one is for the legs. There's like four different ones for the legs. So what we do is we start with the, we always seem to be starting with the right today. So we're just going to take the inside of the right foot, the bottom of the foot, and bring it up the inside of the leg so it's touching the top of the inside of the left thigh. And just let it relax flat up so that the foot, so it's relaxed open. You don't have to lift it up yet. Just let that leg be open. And then we just slide it down. Slide it back down inside of the left leg to its resting position. So again, we just slide the leg up and slide it down slowly. It's really simple. So basically, you're just bending your knee. You just bend your knee, lift up, bring that leg up to the inside of your thigh as high as comfortable, and then slide it back down to resting point. Again, lift the leg up. Slide it down slowly. And when these one more time, when these exercises are done slow enough, it actually feels kind of soothing. Let's see if you can get into that kind of soothing, relaxing, almost like an inner massage. We'll do the other side. So you bring the left leg up on the inside and down again. In a nice, kind of gentle way. So up, do it five times on each side. Bring that leg up towards the inside of the thigh and down again. You can feel it working in the hip, leg. I think that's five. Maybe one more.
Now I'll go back to the right side, and this time it's just kind of the opposite movement. So the foot is going to go to the outside, so that the knee, it's like being knock knee. So the knees are going to stay close together and the feet are going to separate. So yeah, that's right. So, and then you just slide it down. So the leg goes out to the side while the knee stays in. So you kind of feel it stretching the sides of your thighs a bit. Yeah. And just breathe naturally. Now we do that on the other side. Just pause for a moment. And then what we do is we do both together. So what happens is the soles of the feet face each other as you bend your knees out to the side. So you're bringing your feet up together. And then you're going to turn them over with the knees together and the feet out to the side and go down. Got it? So the knees come up all together and then turn it around and go down. And then rest for a moment. And then the last one is the move, the knees come up in parallel. So it's a bit like parallel skiing. So what happens is the feet stay together, the knees stay together, but you just slide them over to the side. So you just bring them together to the side and down. And you just bring them up over to one side and then down. Okay. Just going back and forth. So you're kind of massaging your hips at the same time. One more each side. And then just stop and relax again. Feeling the body sink into the floor. Okay, so next the last one, we're gonna sit up for this one. So just roll over on one of your sides and push yourself up. And then for this one,
back up a bit.
So there. If you don't want to be in the picture, I can turn
it on. I do. Okay.
You got your pretty blue dress on anyway. So for this one, we sit in this position. So we can say the right knee is, can you just see me? The right knee is like, I don't know how to describe it. Losing my. Okay, one foot's behind you and the right baby, can you see? Yeah, so one leg's in front of you like this and the other one's around the back. Yeah, you should be able to describe it, but not right now. Okay, there. So in this position, I mean, if your hip, if this left hip isn't on the floor, that's okay. You don't have to push it down. But then what we do is we're going to take, this is for the twisting. These are twisting motions. So what happens is you're going to take the left hand and make it like this in front of you. So that the elbow's out to the side and the forearm is, the arm is like parallel to the floor and the hands are out. And then you take your right hand and you just put it down by your hips. And all we're going to do is twist around so the movement starts with this pelvis. So the left pelvis pushes forward as we twist around as far as we can and look behind us. And then just come back to the front. And we do this 5 times. We just twist around and look behind us. And come back. Back. Twist around. And come back. And one more time. And back. Okay, then we're going to do this a few times. So then the next time when we go around, we're going to twist around, but instead of the head going with us, the head is going opposite. So the body's going to twist around, but the head's going to look the opposite direction. So the head's going to look to the left as the body moves to the right. Okay, so we're going to look. So we end up looking over our shoulders. What it is. So we're going to look over the left shoulder as the body twists around. And then when we come back, we look. We twist around and look over the right shoulder. Right, that's right. So we twist around and we look over the left shoulder. And then we look over the right shoulder as we come back. We do this 3 more times. So rotate, move your hip forward, push your hip, that's right. So make sure you're starting with your hip. Your hip rotates. So the hip moves, the whole body turns around. Yeah, and then we come back. Look the other way. And the hip moves around. And the body comes back. It's funny, isn't it? So then we can put our hand down. And now this one, we're going to just twist around and stay twisted. So if you want, you can put your left hand on your right knee. And for this one, he's going over, he's the other way around. It's fine, isn't it? So what we're going to do this one is, okay, we're going, the chin is going to go up towards the ceiling. But the thing is, the eyes are looking down. So we're doing the opposite. So the head goes up and the eyes go down. And then the chin goes down and the eyes go up. You guys are gonna have fun. Here's you don't know what's going on. Raz and Tukula are looking how you do this in front of like face to face. So the chin goes up, the eyes go down. And the chin goes down and the eyes go up. Ooh. So they're making faces at each other, trying not to laugh. Yeah. So you got that? It's not that easy to do. No. And you try to do it slowly. Mine goes fast, but try to do it slowly. And then just come back to the front. So you come back. It's weird, isn't it? But it's good for your brain. Okay, then there's one more of this series. So then you twist around one more time. goes through one more time, but this time we've done this kind of movement before. Is it the hand, the left hand's going to come up again and go around our head like we've done on the floor. But this time what we're going to do is in this twisted state, so even the neck goes twist as far as you can around. We're going to be in this position, but not now. What we're going to do is we're going to use our hand to move the neck. So you're going to use your hand to push your left ear towards your left shoulder. And then you're going to put your hand on the other side of your head and push your ear towards your right shoulder. Yeah, that's right, wrong. We just do that if you, you know, back and forth. So left ear towards the left shoulder and then right ear towards the right shoulder. And the idea is you're not using your neck muscles. You're using your hand to move your neck muscles. This actually relaxes your neck, you see. And then just come back to the front. How's that feel?
Mm-hmm.
So then we go back to the other side now. Okay, so we start with the right hand now up in front of our face. Yeah. No, the other hand, that's right. And then the left hand goes down by the hip. And I forgot. Go back to where we were. The last thing you do is you stretch one more time. And just notice you can actually stretch a lot further. Sorry, I forgot the last bit. So go back and do that. You just go around one more time and just notice that you actually can stretch further than you did when you started. Now we go back. So, next side. Okay, so left hand's down on the floor, right hand's up in front of your hand. And we just do the twist. It's a very simple twist so that the hip goes forward and then the whole body turns around. Just look as far as you can around, so you twist your body around, and then you come back. Yeah. And we do this, twist around, and back. Yeah. Now, and the second one is when the body goes to the twist to the left, but the head stays looking to the right. So it's the opposite. So we're going to, the left hip is going to shift around to the left, but our head is going to look the opposite direction. So the body and the head are in different things. So then the body comes back to the right and the head looks to the left. So then, yeah, so you just... Body goes left, head goes right, body comes back, head goes left. Okay, that's that one. And then we can just keep our arms down. You can put your right hand, your left knee, you twist around. This is the one where the head goes up towards the ceiling, but the eyes go to the floor. And then the chin comes down to the chest and the eyes go up to the ceiling. We do that 5 times. For me, it's easier on the left side than the right side. I never noticed that before. Mm-hmm. And we just come back to the front. And the last one is what we do it with our, move our head with our hands. So we're going to twist around one more time. And take the right hand up over and touch the ear with your fingertips. And then move the right ear towards the right shoulder. And then move your hand to the other side and push the left ear to the left shoulder. And do this back and forth. Just in your own pace. You can feel a bit of a stretch in the neck, but you don't have to stretch your neck too much. And then just put your hand down and relax back into the floor. You just got one quick one more to go. So that's good. And the last one is a repeat of one we've already done. So we bring our feet back up, knees pointed to the ceiling, feet about the same equidistance as the hips, feeling your hips, feeling the lower of your back on the floor. And it's the one where we take our elbow towards our knee. So we'll start by taking the right hand and putting it under our head. So we're cradling our head with the palm of our hand. And then we're going to bring the left knee up towards the chest. And as it gets close enough, we grab that left knee with our left hand. And then we twist the elbow and twist like we're going to try to touch that knee. And if you can touch the knee, that's fine, but you don't have to. And then once you've done that, you just slowly lower the head down. So that the hand and the foot are on the floor. And then one more time, you lift up the leg as you lift up the elbow and touch the elbow towards the knee and then go back down. Again. And then relax and change sides. So you put the left hand under your head. And as you bring your right knee towards your chest, you grab your right knee on the side with your hand and just twist the elbow towards the knee and come back down.
can just, there, just completely relax everything. If your body feels like moving or adjusting, just you don't have to hold yourself still. So let your body, allow the breath to breathe you. Again, we can just feel how our feet are on the floor, our legs, hips. Just checking in. How's the back touching the floor? Does it feel different than when we started or not? Doesn't matter. Just paying attention. Listening to the breath. Noticing what fills your chest. Does it fill your belly? Do you want to take a big breath? Want to make a sound? We have a few minutes left, so let's turn over on one side and sit up. If you like, you can put a pillow under you. We're just going to sit cross-legged, or if that's uncomfortable for you, you can stay lying down as well. You don't have to sit up. It's easier if you have a pillow under you. I just think it's kind of interesting to feel how your spine feels after doing that. And if you feel, like for me, my belly's more relaxed. And this is, we hold so much tension here, you know, especially from being as children, telling to hold your tummy in, you know. Let's just let that belly hang out. If
Feel how the ribs sit on top of the pelvis. Maybe rock your pelvis forward and back a little bit and see if you can find a position. Feeling both sit bones on the floor where your belly is more the most relaxed. For me, it's if my pelvis is slightly a little bit forward, it allows my lower muscles to relax. And then breathing into the back. Letting the breath lift the rib cage and breathe up under the breast, under the collarbones. And just allow that breath to elongate your spine so that naturally the head kind of just move your head around, just feel the head on top of the spine. Just relax, easy, not tense. Head sitting up there. Just rolling around, roll your head to side, front and back. And again, if this is uncomfortable, just lie down. And feel the space inside the mouth, at the back of the roof of the mouth kind of opening up. Allowing that to relax the whole front of your face. Jaws open, teeth aren't touching. Chin is slightly, ever so slightly tucked in, but not overly so, just enough. It's only doing that just to open up, just moving your head around the back of the skull. And let the breath hold up your body. By gently breathing in to the chest and the belly. So the breath opens and lifts the chest and then moves into the belly, expanding that, and then just letting go with that out breath. You can either have your eyes open, your eyes closed. And once we're in that comfortable position, if it is comfortable, if it's not comfortable, please just lie down. Then we're going to go back to where we started. We're going to feel us surrounded by our friends and family, all our loved ones. And feel that connection. If you want, you can imagine them around you or just pretend, you know, just feel they're there or just remember them. Whether they could be passed on or not, it doesn't matter. And feel not only our connection to our friends and loved ones, but to all the creatures that live around us. We live in the city, the people who live below us and above us and all around us, and the people we pass in the streets and on the tube or the train or the bus or in the park. And as we remember how much we care about those people that are close to us, just take a moment to let ourselves feel that care, feel that love, wish for them to be happy, for ourselves to be happy too. And imagine it's a really warm day, we're sitting outside, the sun's beating down on our back, filling us up with that warmth. And we feel so rested and
peaceful and connected and touching the earth, feeling the sky, the sun, smelling the green plants. Here we can smell the heather. And just breathing in all that goodness. And all that love from our friends and family. And just allowing ourselves to fill up with that feeling of basic goodness. Our basic birthright, you know. Of balance, wholesome, love. And as we breathe out, we can just share that with all of our friends, all the people we have trouble with at our jobs. And just allow all of that tense, nervous feeling to melt by that feeling, that sun on our back, the love in our hearts. And just share that space of goodness. And relaxation and present awareness. Maybe even smile. And we can just go back to that sense of gratitude again. Remembering what we're grateful for and even just one thing. And wishing that all the people of the world would see each other as friends we care for. Not afraid. No wish to harm. And may all those that are hurting, may they be healed. So that they too can see not afraid and see beings as friends. to help, to work together, to feel together, to feel connected, compassionate, strong. And with the clarity to solve the solutions of, to solve the, find solutions for the problems of today. And in order to do that, we need to be present and calm and aware and unstressed. And so that's why I've offered these exercises, because they're a very good way to stay in that space, or to find it, at least occasionally. So thank you. Maybe we have time for a couple questions, if anyone has a question. I hope that was okay. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, if you have any questions, just use the chat function if you want, or you can also unmute yourself and ask your question.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
I just wanted to know, is it normal to sort of feel your aches and pains? I mean, no, I don't mean like, I could, the weaknesses or the things that I normally have, they came up this two times we've done it.
Yeah. And
it, I mean, you talk about kind of healing it. Is it by doing this, you're slowly...
Yeah,
whatever it is that's...
Yeah, I think it will work through. But another good thing to do is, if you have a bathtub, you know, after today, maybe, you know, what's a really nice thing to do is put a whole package of baking soda in the water and have a bath, and that also heals all those tight spaces. Yeah, but I think, I mean, the idea is that the more you do it, the more those things get more synovial fluids in those joints, and so then they move with a little less pain. But also the thing is, you don't have to do the movements very big, you know? The thing is, it's not about stretching and trying to, you know, get your elbow to your, you know? It's just about engaging those muscles and then relaxing them. So maybe you're putting a little bit too much effort in. So
I just have a shoulder thing that just by doing that, I just noticed that, I don't notice it normally at all.
Yeah.
It was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I, you know, to be honest, I don't really know, but I know that this, actually the same thing was happening with me. And I think what it is, but once I started doing it more often, it didn't happen anymore.
Okay.
So maybe it's just a matter of getting, you know, probably you haven't been using the joint that much. And so it should, the more you do it, it should get easier, I would think. Mm. But also, if it's really painful, then don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I can say too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Paula? But
otherwise, was it helpful? I mean, the other thing, I forgot to say, the main thing now is you just get up and walk around, stand up and walk around and just notice how you feel. That's the main thing for me. After I do this and I walk, I just completely can feel my skeleton is standing in a different way than it did before. And that to me helps me have confidence that this is a good thing. So I encourage you to just walk around for a little while slowly, you know, and see how you feel. Yeah.
Paula?
Yeah.
Are there any illustrations of these exercises that we could available somehow, or
you know, I looked, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
I mean, there is a book called Hannah Somatics, and they are there, but the illustrations, they use a doll like joint, and it didn't help very well, but this is being recorded, you know. So I think the thing to do is just watch the recording again.
If it was helpful to you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
But the main, so you notice if you, just stand up and see, because I always notice that my shoulders are falling in a different way and my hips are moving a little bit differently. And and then it also helps my meditation too. Mm-hmm. So it also helps my mind in meditation, you know. These are good, for those of you who are meditators, it's good lung medicine. Yeah. So anybody else? It's nice to see everybody.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, then thank you, Paula. Really nice. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. And we will see you tomorrow at 10 British Summer Time. And for everyone in other time.